Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch live on the Bishop Media Sports Network. From the Bennett Auto Group Studios, we welcome you in, and we're going to talk about the circus that is the Valdosta Wildcats.
And you don't even have to pay admission. It's free. For everybody to see.
In case you missed it, the GHSA has filed suit. Well, not filed suit, but they have handed down repercussions to the Valdosta High School program, where Valdosta was given basically money, funny money, to, they basically paid kids to come play amongst a bunch of other things that they were doing with Rush Probst as their head coach. So the GHSA has come in and said that Valdosta's got fines, they forfeited all the games that the kids played in, as well as they also cannot play in the postseason. And there was another one that you mentioned to me this morning, Kip.
The players there that were ruled ineligible by the Georgia High School Association can't play in Georgia High School Association for anyone in 2021.
There we go.
Yeah.
Say it again.
The kids that were ruled ineligible, there's four of them, for the Valdosta Wildcats. All of them have been ruled ineligible, and they are not eligible to play at any Georgia High School Association program for one calendar year. And all those kids, three of them came with Rush from Colquitt County. I don't know where the other one came from, but they can't play. So Valwood and GISA maybe got a lot better, Jason.
So basically what Kip is saying is they can't play in the GHSA. However, they can still play in GISA. So if they're living in the Valdosta area, the thing that makes the most sense is to head over to Valwood, which would be a very welcome scenario for the Valiants, because they've been down the last couple of years and they're not used to being down in GISA.
They've been struggling the last couple of years. And Valwood, you know, it's not far. It's right in the middle of Valdosta. Valwood is. And so they're going to probably benefit.
There have been times where Valwood has been in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Yeah, they have been in the rankings. We'll probably be there sometime this fall.
Nope, we're changing the rules.
That's right.
We're changing the rules. In case you missed it, the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for this season will only include teams that reside in a 912 area code.
So that should be interesting.
Valwood will not be eligible.
So what we're saying is teams like Brunswick, Glenn, and Frederica will not get disrespected anymore.
Well, Frederica's typically in anyway.
They never in until you get pressure from the Frederica people on Facebook Live. Then somehow they enter. That's how it works.
I had Frederica finish in my top four last year, FYI.
Yeah, after weeks of pressure, a lot of pressure. I mean, when you get boycotted and you get protested, yeah, it's you put them in.
There's no pressure. The formula does not calculate pressure. No. It's a formula that I have that I use that's ironclad, concrete proof, and is completely unbiased.
Yeah, whatever that is.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Bennett Auto Group, Peachtree Pest Control, and by Cunningham Jewelers.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you, a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
The interesting thing with the whole Rush Probst thing is that Valdosta High School still has not fired Rush Probst. Technically, he is still there coaching. And so I'm not really sure.
Administrative leave.
But my point is that he's not been fired through all these allegations, through the handout of the penalty from the GHSA. And I got to be honest with you, Facebook Live, radio listeners, I got to be honest with you. I'm actually beginning to believe that Valdosta is not going to fire Rush Probst.
They may be defiant. Who knows? I know this Valdosta has an appeals hearing with the Georgia High School Association at 9 a.m. on Monday morning. This coming Monday. They're going to appeal the ruling that the Georgia High School Association found against Valdosta. $7,500 fine. Four players can't play in the Georgia High School Association next year. And Valdosta High School officially was 0-12 in 2020. Forfeited every win that they had. And in the record books forever, the 2020 Cats will be 0-12.
They did make the playoffs.
They made it to the third round.
Mm-hmm.
Lost to Buford, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And
who went on to win?
Who went on to win the state championship? So Valdosta, 0-12 in 2020. That's all. And it's hard. Valdosta's a proud football program, the winningest high school football program in the United States of America. 24, 25 state championships. I've lost count. They are the winningest team in the history of high school football.
The other dynamic that I think is going to be really interesting, you talked about the kids that were going to be ruled ineligible in GHSA. One thing that I wonder if the GHSA is going to allow in this circumstance is the kids that want to transfer out to go play somewhere else, if the GHSA will let them without having to make it a legitimate move.
That's interesting right there. That's going to be an interesting call. That program, you know, they're going to play their games. They're going to appeal the ruling, and I don't suspect that the Georgia High School Association is going to change their mind after just handing it down just this week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in Valdosta. I hate it for the kids.
Do you?
I do, because there's a lot of kids that grow up in that community, and their dream is to play for the Valdosta Wildcats. And because adults brought in a head coach that's got, you know, some of the worst ethics violations ever, you know, it's on the adults. It's not on the kids, and the kids are going to be the ones that suffer.
The point I was trying to make is if the GHSA does let these kids transfer out, you would assume that probably the big benefactor would be Lowndes.
Yeah. I mean, you in Lowndes County, you got two school systems. You got the Valdosta City School District, and you got the Lowndes County School District. So the kids that would possibly get an opportunity to go elsewhere could, you know, go to Lowndes.
Right, because most of them aren't going to move out of the city of Valdosta or the area of Valdosta.
That's their home.
Right, they'll stay. And so, you know, if you want to play public school football in the Valdosta area, Lowndes is going to be your best selection. So the point I'm trying to make is Lowndes already was going to be a really good football team coming into this season. Now all the fiasco and the circusry that's going on in Valdosta, they're going to get some of those kids. It's going to happen, legitimate or not. They're going to get some of those kids. And so then at that point, they get better.
Lowndes gets better, possibly, and Valwood gets much better with potentially the kids that are banned from any high school that plays, you know, public school football by the Georgia High School Association.
And, of course, you know, Lowndes getting better directly affects the Camden County Wildcats, because they're in the same region, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe Lowndes, I still haven't gotten the official Camden schedule released. They're still working on a game, trying to find a game to fill out their schedule. But we do know that at the end of the season, Camden's going to be playing Lowndes. If I'm not mistaken, they're coming here.
Lowndes is coming to Camden, to Chris Gilman Stadium, and Lowndes is getting beat because they'll be ready by then. Jeff Herring will have them ready for that Lowndes game.
Game might be a little tougher than we originally imagined with everything that's going on in Valdosta.
Jason Bishop and Kip Branch, the Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Not that talented and overpaid.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
Here comes Mother's Day. Guys, make sure you say thank you to the woman that loved you first. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. And don't forget that college and high school graduate. Congratulate them for all their hard work. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Any city is a pity because we just can't hide. Tinted windows don't mean nothing. They know who's inside. It's tricky to rock.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Weekend Review.
And here we go. New rule, if you are a Philadelphia Philly, you no longer have to touch home plate to score. If I was North Carolina, I would have hired Michael Jordan. Breaking news, Ronald Acuna is a video game. Don't you think that if Eddie George was going to coach in the state of Tennessee, they probably should have hired him in Knoxville? A-Rod has bought the Lynx and Timberwolves. That means free Balco memberships to all players. The next Tampa Bay Buccaneer, Julian Edelman. Alex Anthopoulos, it's time to hit the send button on that text to Shane Green. What happened to the Golden State Warriors? Kirby and the Dogs are on the field today at Vince Dooley Field. They took Vince Dooley Drive, then the left on Vince Dooley Parkway to get to Vince Dooley Field. Wendy's, you can't have a new classic chicken sandwich. It's either new or not. And these are my thoughts.
I What do you have against Vince, man?
I don't have anything against Vince. I'm just saying, like,
I mean,
I just said that they're going to be on Vince Dooley Field, and I gave you the route they're going to take to get there.
I mean, do you realize that Vince is pushing 90, and when he goes to the pearly gates, that it's going to be a extended state of mourning in this state?
No,
put Georgia football on the map.
And he does a lot for the state of Georgia, not just the university, but the whole state.
And every time we get on here and the subject of Georgia comes up, we get these little pot shots at Vince. Vince Dooley, statue, field, state. Let me let you in on a little secret. One day, Sanford Stadium is going to have Dooley on it as well. Sanford Dooley Stadium.
I wouldn't be shocked.
Bryant Denny Stadium?
Mm-hmm.
Probably Bryant Denny Saban Stadium.
Yeah.
So, just FYI.
Would the University of Georgia build a brand new stadium?
No.
Just to name it Dooley Stadium?
No. Huh? Why would you... Again, this is part of the thing that you struggle with. You struggle with history. You struggle with the importance of history, and you're just all for tearing down tradition and history and just replacing it with a new structure. We're working on that, listeners. You know, Jason Bishop, oh, let's tear down.
I'm not saying
Sanford
tear down.
Stadium.
No, man, I'm not saying tear down. I'm just asking, would they?
No.
Okay.
Period.
Why are you getting so upset?
I'm just saying.
Every time this comes up, you get so out of whack.
I get a little agitated when people go after Vince.
You get a little emotional.
Yeah, we don't talk about Vince Dooley, and no, you can talk about Ray Goff, you can talk about Mark Richt, you can talk about Kirby, but when we start talking about Vince, that's when I draw the line.
How many wins did Vince Dooley?
201.
Average.
201
year.
Wins.
How many wins did he average per year?
8.
Okay. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by J.C. Strother, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Georgia Sea Grill, and by M&B Liquors.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going out, all out. M&B has you covered there, too, with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on Interstate 95.
So we have a new Masters winner. We have a guy wearing a new green jacket, and I cannot begin to imagine the type of pressure that particular golfer felt down the stretch. And he got a couple of charges from players late, but nothing really serious, and he was just as cool as a cucumber on the other side of the refrigerator.
Played great. All the pressure of a country that's never won. Japan had never had a major championship winner in men's golf, ever. A country of 125 million people. Matsuyama did it, and, you know, congratulations to him. He earned it. He deserved it. And he beat the best in the world to get that green jacket.
He did. Congratulations. And I will go ahead and concede that he is a better golfer than I.
Of course he is.
By the way,
you could pick somebody driving down the street right here, just a random car, and just pull it over and say, and they'll be a better golfer than you.
Well, I haven't golfed in about 2.5 years because I've been dealing with knee issues. And as you know, I recently had knee surgery.
You had a meniscus repair.
As you know, I recently had major knee surgery. Yeah. And just, you know, thanks for asking. I'm doing much better. I'm beginning to recoup, getting a little bit more mobility. You know, still sore, still swollen a little bit, still trying to nurse it and take care of it. But, you know, I think the recovery process, as far as I've come in such a short period of time, certainly needs to be commended.
Well, you just did it. You just commended yourself. Congratulations. Good job. Our listeners are impressed.
Thanks.
Yeah. Jason Bishop, rehab warrior.
I'm doing my best.
There you go.
It's not easy coming off major knee surgery, you know, and then I've got a ton of stairs in my house.
Yeah.
I can't use those. I literally, literally have gone 2.5 weeks without being able to walk up and down one step of stairs. I have had to take the elevator everywhere I've gone in the house.
That's an interesting assessment there, because I've been in your house a few times and I've never seen you use the stairs over the years. I always see you use the elevator. So my point is, what's different?
Well, there's nothing different, but I just wanted to point out that since I've had the surgery, I've been unable to use the stairs. Okay. I've been forced to use the elevator instead of using the elevator out of... I'm using the elevator now out of necessity instead of I just need to use the elevator.
Gotcha. Okay. Good deal. So...
the point is I'm coming a long way.
Congratulations.
And I can't... And so getting back to the golf thing really quick before we go to break, I will soon be back golfing. And while Matsuyama may be a better golfer than I, the guy on the street, once I get the clubs back in my hand, get out there on the greens, you know, give me a couple months to get my game back, and then we'll see about picking the guy up off the street.
We got a few seconds.
Sure.
Before we go to break.
Yeah, go ahead.
I picked John Rahm to win. He finished in the top 10. Jason Bishop, Brooks Koepka missed the cut. Now we can go to break.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, actually from down here.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Former Glenn Academy Red Terror and current Seattle Seahawk DJ Dallas and former Brunswick High Pirate and current Detroit Lion Tracy Walker will hold a football camp on May the 22nd at Glenn County Stadium. All high school eligible players are very welcome, and even the younger kids down to 7. To register and for more information, visit explosivesportstraining.com. This event is planned to be an annual event. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give the Southern Sports Edition a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, except no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need. Auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Yeah, in the break, I was telling the Facebook listeners that it has been a tough week not being able to use the stairs post my major knee surgery that I had just a couple weeks ago. And Kip said, well, you know, you could walk to the refrigerator, but, you know, what Kip doesn't understand is in my house, I only have one recliner, and it's in the spare guest living room, which is on the third floor. So the kitchen's on the second floor. So in order for me to go from the recliner, which keeps my leg propped up, down to the kitchen, I've got to take the elevator and then have to walk to the elevator.
Whatever.
It's been tough.
Congratulations.
Before we get into Kip's butt hurt list, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Jets Pharmacy, by Parker's, and by Belinda Thomas Realty.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Cokes, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the Bear Cave. Bear Cave. You see how y'all throw that in there?
Burr.
I'm just reading it as y'all put it in here. It's the Beer Cave.
Burr.
But management always tries to throw you off.
Are you going
to
do the burr?
Burr.
There you go.
Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry Parker's is known for its fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
So this is the part of the show where management doesn't let me talk.
Management doesn't let you talk. Butt hurt list this week, Jason. Number five on the butt hurt list, the Atlanta Braves bats. Here you go. Ronald Acuna batting .429. Just take him out of the equation.
Okay.
Here's some fantastic numbers for you. You ready?
I'm listening.
15 games in today.
Huh.
Darnold, .222.
Yep.
Azuna, .204. Freddie, 200. Dansby, 196. Austin Riley, 190.
Austin Riley's in danger of losing his job.
Albies batting a blazing 157. The Atlanta Braves batting order obviously has termites in it, except for where Ronald Acuna stores his bat. And Sandoval, when they do ask him to come in and hit eight at bats, he's batting .375 with a couple of homers.
Three bombs.
Yeah, three bombs. So can you say Pablo?
Sandoval had three pinch hit home runs his entire career. He's got three in the first 2 weeks of the season.
Can you say Sandoval at third base?
You better start saying it, because that's what's going to happen.
It's on its way. Number four on the butt hurt list this week, Jason, the New York Yankees. When I woke up this morning, the Yankees are in last place in the American League East, and you know how much money they pay out in payroll every year.
It's a tough division.
Yeah, apparently it is. But the Yankees are in last place as we wake up this morning.
The Orioles are much improved. They're heading in the right direction. Blue Jays are good. Red Sox are good. Rays are good. I mean, it's a tough division.
Yankees are in last place.
It's a tough division.
Yeah. Number three on the butt hurt list this week. The Atlanta Braves bullpen. Can they get anybody out when it matters? I watched the game this week, Jason, where they walked five batters in one inning.
Did you see the ninth inning yesterday?
No, I didn't see it yesterday.
The closer comes in with a three-run lead and walks the bases loaded and strikes out the side. Nobody made contact. He walked the bases loaded and brought the winning run to the plate with a three-run lead in the ninth.
So one of them 40-pitch innings to get a save.
Yeah.
you're going to see a trend here. Number two on the butt hurt list this week, Max Fried.
There's a lot of Braves on this list.
I mean, Max Fried, he's on the injured list, and he's out for 10 days. But he left before he went on the list, injury list. He had 11.45 ERA, just been shelled in his first couple of starts this season. And I guess he had the old inflammation in the elbow kind of deal. What's it called?
I was just about to say that, well, Freed's on the IL with a hamstring. But I was just about to say both he and Pache are on the quote-unquote injured list.
Yeah, and Pache, he's batting down there in the ones as well. So I should have added him, but I didn't because I want him to do well. He's a rookie, and he's on the injured list, so he didn't get put in the five slot.
And I have to admit to you, as ready as he looked in the playoffs last year, he has looked equally unready in the early part of this season.
He may need some bats at the AAA affiliate.
He may.
The Gwinnett Stripers here, just a few miles away. And number one on the butt hurt list, the Los Angeles Lakers. Laker fans.
What?
It's slipping away.
Why would you do this?
You're 8 games out in the West. You're the 5th seed of the playoffs started today. LeBron's hurt again. AD's out again. And the Lakers, I like to take shots at the Laker fans because when things are good, they're everywhere. And when things are bad, you can't find a single one of them.
None of that matters for the Lakers because what's going to happen is LeBron and Anthony Davis will come back for the playoffs. And whatever their seed is, it doesn't matter. They're still going to come out of the West.
Okay, we'll see.
Who's going to beat them in the West?
They play the Jazz in a home-and-home the next few days.
Oh, the Jazz. I'm shaking in my boots of the Jazz.
They lost to the Knicks this week. The Lakers did. Lakers 34-22, 8 back. Number 5 seed in the Western Conference.
And they
still
come out.
Laker fans, where are you?
And they're still going to come out
the
West.
Where are you, Laker fans?
They're still going to come out the West.
I mean, when you won a championship last year, everywhere. All these Laker fans on Facebook can't find a single one today.
Okay.
Yeah, that includes you. So there you have it.
I'm right here.
Bring up the Lakers. Oh, yeah. You try to sugarcoat. Yeah, LeBron's hurt again. AD's hurt again. So, maybe they'll be back in time for the playoffs.
They'll be fine. Once the playoffs start, they'll be fine. By the way, your Atlanta Hawks are playing much better since they fired Lloyd and hired a new coach. They're playing much better.
Hawks are a playoff team.
They're a home playoff team. They're in the top four.
If the playoffs start today, Hawks would be a 4 seed.
Are the Hawks the third best team? Like, so I'm going the Nets in the East.
Nets, Sixers, Bucks, then you got the Hawks.
Okay. Are the Hawks better than any of those teams?
No, not yet. But the Hawks are ascending. They are improving. They're getting better. And they're going to be a team to be reckoned with here in the next few years. So are the New York Knicks, by the way. They, if the playoffs started today, they would be in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a while since you've seen the New York Knicks in anything associated with playoffs.
That's a fact.
Yep.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, Come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone. Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street. Just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
What? What? I've been doing a lot of that too, Kip, just so you know. My son, of course, I bought him a Switch for Christmas.
Yeah.
And when he's not around, I play his Switch. I'll play the old Mario games, and I've been doing that a good bit, of course, recovering from my major knee surgery just from a couple of weeks ago and unable to really use the stairs. So I kind of walk around with the Switch, and I play Mario Brothers, and I've beaten it a couple of times, Mario 3 as well. Even went through Mario 2. Haven't gotten around to beating Mario 2 yet. Still trying to make my way through that. But Mario 1, Mario 3, I've done that, you know, just trying to find things to keep myself occupied while I recover from my major knee surgery from a couple of weeks ago.
The Braves kind of remind me right now of that scene in Bull Durham when the manager comes in and throws the bats in the shower. What's our record? 6-8. How in the world have we won 6? That's what you can say about the Braves right now.
It's a good question. Bullpen hasn't been there. The starters have been shaky, and there has been very little offense outside of a Ronald Acuña basically has won you 6 games. Is that fair?
On an MVP pace. 7 home runs, and it's April the 17th. He's got 7 home runs and 20, I can't remember how many RBIs, but he is tearing the cover off the baseball.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch of the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Golden Isles Collision, by Nance Landing, and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's has that laid-back island atmosphere you've been looking for, with a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads. You are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or just visiting and like to have a great time, come on by from 11:30 to last call. And as always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
The Mets are in first place at 5-3. Phillies and Marlins. Phillies are 7-6. Marlins 6-7. Braves 6-8. And the Nationals are 4-7. So the teams that I'm picking to be there in the end, the Braves and the Nationals, are the last two place teams in the division.
I picked the Braves to win and the Mets to come in second. And the Mets, you know, they've only played 8 games. They've had some games that they haven't been able to play so far in the season, so they're a little behind, which probably explains why they're in first place. They haven't played 5 or 6 less games than the other teams in the division.
I want you to listen to what I'm about to say.
All right.
Listen to what I'm about to say. Luke Jackson, A.J. Minter, and Will Smith at the back end of your bullpen doesn't get you into the playoffs.
No. We've known that going into the season. The Braves, you know, they have chosen to go with Will Smith as their closer. He looks like a walk machine right now. Dig in, and you're going to get probably an 8-pitch at bat, and then, you know, get a walk.
Somebody needs to remind him that he's left-handed and throws 96. Because all he's doing is throwing slider after slider after slider after slider. Dude, you're left-handed, you throw 96.
Just throw gas.
Good Lord.
That's what closers are supposed to do.
Right, yeah.
Come in, throw gas, which is why I'm advocating to put Newcomb at closer.
You know what? For once, you and I are in agreement. When you gave the ball to Newcomb in the 9th inning a couple of weeks ago, he looked fantastic. You gave the ball to him yesterday, looked fantastic.
Throwing gas.
But yet they want to keep giving the ball to Luke Jackson and A.J. Minter in the 8th inning.
You know, Snit and his management of the pitching staff always comes into question.
Every year.
We sure do.
The management of that bullpen, well, pitching in general, even with the young starters, I think there's something to be desired as well.
Starters for the Braves have got to go further than 4 or 5 innings. Starters, you know, you took him out the other day. He pitched lights out in the bullpen, comes right in, and they just blew the game.
Freed on the IL. Smiley went to the IL yesterday. Where would the Braves be without Huskar Yanoa?
Man, he's doing good so far.
I mean, he's got an ERA that's right around 1. He's given you 2 starts where he's pitched at least 6 innings, and he came out of nowhere. You weren't really depending on him to even be in the rotation, and the only reason he got in the rotation is because when they threw that bullpen game where Freed got knocked out in the 2nd inning in the doubleheader, they went ahead and started him thinking that, you know, maybe he'd give them 2 or 3 innings, and he gave them 6.
Hope is on the horizon, though. Soroka should be back soon.
No timetable there.
I'm hoping he's back by the end of the month.
Well, we're hoping, but yeah. They have not given a timetable on his return, and he has actually suffered a setback. So, you know, I hear you, Luke Skywalker.
We need him in that rotation. And it's, you know, it's a struggle right now. Braves are 6-8, and they're lucky to be 6-8.
This is one thing I'm excited about. Silver lining, here it comes. So, Ender Inciarte went down yesterday, and he's probably going to end up on the IL. Same with Ozzie Albies. Silver lining of that, if there is one, is more than likely, if those guys go to the IL, Braves fans, you're going to get to see one of the two of the highly touted outfielders in Michael Harris and Drew Waters at the Major League level. We'll finally get to see those guys against Major League pitching. And then, if Albies goes to the IL, you'll get to see Drew Shoemake come up and, you know, see what he can do.
The guys that are going to the IL aren't exactly knocking the cover off the ball.
Yeah, but those guys, you know, Albies will come around.
Oh,
for
Albies
sure.
is going to come around.
And he swung the bat a little better the last week, as have all the Braves. You think about it, that Philadelphia series, they just were dreadful.
And Dansby got a walk-off against the Marlins, you know, to salvage one game of that series.
He is the most clutch player that I've ever seen. Game's on the line, he comes to it back, you might as well just give it up. You've won the game.
I saw a stat, 7th inning on, and he comes up in a crucial at bat. He's successful. Regardless of what his batting average is, he has a sense of urgency, and he comes through in the clutch.
He had some major wrist surgery where they went in and cleaned up some stuff in his wrist, much like what they did in my knee just recently. His was a couple of years ago, and, you know, he's pretty well recovered, so that's encouraging for me.
But the thing about Dansby is he's hitting the ball hard, and he has been hitting the ball hard, but it's been right at people.
You just glossed over my knee surgery.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not harping on that knee anymore. I mean, come on. I mean, enough sympathy for the knee, dude. Get over it. Put on your man big boy clothes and suit up and come to work.
Well,
nobody wants to hear about that meniscus repair anymore.
Well, I was at work last week, and I have been manning up. I've been taking the elevator to all five floors of the house.
Yeah. And, you know, from what I understand, scouting report, you've had no trouble working your way through the kitchen based upon reports that I've been getting. I mean,
who's been reporting to you?
You know, a relative or something. There's no mobility issues when you're moving towards the kitchen. That's the scouting report that I have received.
The NFL draft. We're going to break it down for you on the other side of the break.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Former Glenn Academy Red Terror and current Seattle Seahawk DJ Dallas and former Brunswick High Pirate and current Detroit Lion Tracy Walker will hold a football camp on May the 22nd at Glenn County Stadium. All high school eligible players are very welcome, and even the younger kids down to 7. To register and for more information, visit explosivesportstraining.com. This event is planned to be an annual event. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give the Southern Sports Edition a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Here comes Mother's Day. Guys, make sure you say thank you to the woman that loved you first. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. And don't forget that college and high school graduate. Congratulate them for all their hard work. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, except no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Big announcement, the Southern Sports Edition Minute, which of course we do here on the show on Saturdays, will actually start airing on K-Bay on Fridays too.
Awesome.
Starting in what month is after this one?
May.
See, I've had so much pain medication trying to get through my knee injury. So it's been tough to keep up with the days and the months. So May is after April. So starting in May, we'll start getting the Southern Sports Edition Minute. The Camden version of the Southern Sports Edition Minute right here on K-Bay.
Good.
Yep.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer. The strike zone.
He just went.
At the end of the spur in Brunswick.
Almighty.
Offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, and take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the strike zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
The cue that Kip was waiting for before he did his live read was, this is the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. And this segment...
Oh, well, management was in my ear saying, enough of the knee, just go with the read. Didn't hear that?
No.
I'm sorry.
Is brought to you by Ops, the Strike Zone, and Pristine Water.
Awesome. We got it out of the way. See? Proactive. We've been proactive. We got it out of the way.
Which is why I had the knee surgery.
I gotcha.
NFL draft. I'm going to go ahead and tell you something that you can take to the bank.
All right. Let's hear it.
The number one pick in the NFL draft is going to be made by the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Correct.
They are going to take Trevor Lawrence.
That is correct.
You heard it here first.
Trevor Lawrence, the greatest QB prospect in the history of QB prospects, is going to be a Jaguar.
Although there is some controversy around him from that SI interview that came out this week where he basically said, you know, football is not my end-all be-all. I have a balance in my life that I will maintain.
He just got married, man. Come on. He's saying all the right things. Don't beat him up for that. Man's a family man and a professional athlete.
I'm not beating
him. Let it go.
I'm not beating him up. I think I wish more football players had that mindset where, you know, football wasn't the end-all be-all, because what happens with a lot of these guys is when the football ends, they don't know how to transition.
Trevor Lawrence is a well-rounded young man. Just got married. Living his best life, about to be him and his new wife are about to, you know, probably live in Ponte Vedra or somewhere like that in Jacksonville. And he's going to lead the Jacksonville Jaguars to the Super Bowl by 2025.
Yeah. Yeah. I've lived in Ponte Vedra before as well. It's a really nice place.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be the first pick of the draft.
I could have stayed there at that old place in Ponte Vedra as well for the knee surgery. It had an elevator too.
Mm. Okay. Good.
The Jets are going to take Wilson at the number two spot.
Mm, poor guy.
Poor guy. The biggest winner in all of this is Darnold, right?
Yeah, he got a new lease on life. He's going to the Carolina Panthers, who have weapons at wide receiver and one of the best running backs in the NFL.
It's basically, there's a movie on Netflix. I can't remember the name of it, but basically, like, there's this evil force that keeps coming after you, and then, like, you have to transition it off to the next person, and then it comes after the next person, and they transition it off to the next person, and it just keeps going and going and going. That's kind of what's going on with the Jets. Darnold transitioned out and said, Zach Wilson, good luck, brother. It's coming.
It's the curse of Joe Namath. They haven't had a great quarterback since Broadway Joe was playing for the Jets.
What is the name of that movie?
Who cares? Nobody's. We're talking the NFL draft. Nobody wants to hear about your movie preferences.
Why are you being so salty?
I'm not.
You this whole segment.
You
like
started off on Vince a while ago. Okay.
You haven't gotten over that.
Okay. We don't talk about Vince.
That was like three segments ago, Kip.
Yeah. Well, Vince is that's a subject we don't get into.
Golly. Resent much? Mac Jones is going number three of the 49ers.
I believe he is too. I believe that a lot of experts are going to be on TV saying, "Oh, it's a go with Lance or Fields," but I think the Niners are taking Jones.
Kyle Pitts, you've talked me into it. I think Atlanta takes Kyle Pitts right there at four.
I think the Falcons trade down and still get Pitts. I think the Denver Broncos go from 9 to 4, and the Broncos draft Justin Fields in this spot.
Okay, we'll see. So then that brings me to the Dolphins. I think they
Bengals are five.
Yeah, that's what I said. Okay. The Bengals. I said Dolphins. Bengals at five. They take the offensive lineman Sewell.
They take Ja'Marr Chase from LSU. Best wide receiver in the draft. A.J. Green just left. So remember that combo 2 years ago at LSU?
Mm-hmm.
It was the best in college football.
Yep. Okay, so then that brings me to the Dolphins. They're going to take Ja'Marr Chase.
I think the Dolphins will take Devontae Smith from Alabama.
That brings me to the Cowboys trading into the Lions spot.
I got the Cowboys trading there, too.
Yep, and they'll take Patrick Surtain.
Yes.
And then eight, Denver comes back. I think they'll go J.C. Horn at corner out of South Carolina.
I think at eight, the Panthers take Sewell, the offensive lineman from Oregon.
I've got them taking Micah Parsons, the linebacker.
Okay.
And then, well, that's right, Micah Parsons. I like Denver. Excuse me, I got confused. Denver takes J.C. Horn out of South Carolina.
I got the Falcons picking at nine, getting their man Kyle Pitts and some draft capital. Falcons are dangerous when they have an elite tight end.
Which brings me to the Lions at number 10. And I agree with you about the Falcons. Every year they've won big, they've had that elite tight end there. Number 10, Detroit. I think Detroit kind of makes a splash here, does something that we're not really predicting them to do. Of course, they need everything. But I think the Lions go pass rusher and take Kwity Paye, edge rusher out of Michigan.
I think the Lions, as they lost Kenny Golladay to free agency, I think they take Jaylen Waddle out of Alabama.
That's not a bad pick.
And then the Bears at 11, bonus pick.
if they trade
with the Giants and get an 11th spot, and they take Trey Lance from North Dakota State,
who will be there.
Yes.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And of course, go Dawgs!